This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. is pushing U.N. members to support a ceasefire plan in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles Iledesma with more.
The U.S. urged the U.N. Security Council on Monday to support the three-phase plan announced by President Joe Biden, aimed at ending the nearly eight-month war in Gaza, freeing all hostages and sending massive aid into the devastated territory. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the U.S. had circulated a draft resolution to the 14 other council members to back the proposal for ending the conflict. The brief draft resolution obtained by the AP would welcome the May 31 deal announced by Biden and call on Hamas to accept it fully and implement its terms without delay and without condition. Hamas says it views the proposal positively. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Reuters found that hundreds of health workers killed in the Gaza war have included 55 highly qualified specialists who were seeking to create a healthcare system for a Palestinian state. Correspondent Lucy Fielder with more.
Dr. Sareen Al-Attar, obstetrician. Dr. Medhat Saidam, plastic surgeon. Dr. Hamam Al-Lur, kidney specialist. They are among at least 490 Gazan healthcare workers killed since the war between Israel and Hamas broke out on October 7th, according to Gaza's health ministry. A network of knowledge that it will take Gaza years to recover died with them. But the health sector was making advances in some fields, thanks to investment and support from abroad, and the persistence of doctors like Al-Attar, Saidam and Al-Lur. They wanted to create a healthcare system for a future Palestinian state. Then came the war.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. House passed legislation on Tuesday that would sanction the International Criminal Court for requesting arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other Israeli officials. The 247 to 155 vote amounts to Congress's first legislative rebuke of the War Crimes Court since its stunning decision last month to seek arrest warrants for the leaders of Israel and Hamas. U.S. President Joe Biden says that he is restricting asylum to help gain control of the U.S.-Mexico border. The American Civil Liberties Union says it will sue over Biden's plan to enact immediate significant restrictions on migrants seeking asylum at the border. Biden signed the proclamation Tuesday as the White House tries to neutralize immigration as a political liability before November's elections.
They know the border is not a political issue to be weaponized. The responsibility we have to share to do something about it. They don't have time for the games played in Washington, and neither do the American people.
Biden's order would bar migrants from being granted asylum when U.S. officials deem the southern border to be overwhelmed. At this point, it's at 2,500. The South African RAND fell on Tuesday as uncertainty around possible coalition partners persisted following last week's election. Reuters correspondent David Doyle with more.
That vote saw the African National Congress lose its majority in Parliament after 30 years of dominance. It is still the largest party, but cannot govern alone. The ANC was holding high-stakes internal talks on Tuesday about which parties it should approach to form South Africa's next government. Potential partners range from the pro-business Democratic Alliance and the socially conservative Inkatha Freedom Party to former President Jacob Zuma's populist Umkhonto we Sizwe, known as MK, and the Marxist Economic Freedom Fighters. An alliance between the ANC and MK or the EFF would likely alarm financial markets and foreign investors.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. United Nations is reporting the global public debt rose to a record $97 trillion last year, with developing countries owing roughly one-third of that, crimping their ability to pay for basic government services like health care, education, and climate action. The UN Trade and Development, formerly known as the UNCTAD, says that the value of money owed by government rose by $5.6 trillion from 2022. In a report released Tuesday, the agency says high interest payments are outstripping growth in the central public's.